Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
What's up, American skis? Are you ready for the Christmas season? Decorations. Melissa and I were out the other night, drove by a neighborhood, and this one house was like the Griswolds. I mean, it was by a lake. It was beautiful. Almost took a little jaunt to go see what it was about, but we just headed on in like a bunch of old people. It was past our bedtime. It was like 7:30. Anyway, glad you guys are here. Curious, what are you thinking about for Christmas? You know, doing anything special? What's the scoop? I got to tell you, I'm not a holiday person. Oh, my wife is. She loves the holidays. And it doesn't matter. I mean, this is what you got to love about her. She wants to give and give and give. What a quality. And I grew up where I watched my grandmother open all her gifts. And as a little kid, I didn't get many gifts. And I'll be honest, I still live in that poor man's mode where I look at Melissa goes, "What do you want for Christmas?" I go, "Socks and underwear." And it's so funny. The reason it's so funny is because I really need them this year. She bought me underwear, I don't know, 3-4 years ago. And it could be longer than that, to be honest with you. We don't throw stuff away. When I grew up, we didn't throw anything away. Underwear became rags. You know, that you did to clean the car, check the oil, and you use your old underwear to take the grease off the thing. I mean, nothing got thrown away. We weren't hoarders, but it either just wore out to the point where you took it to the dump. But for the most part, it didn't get thrown away. So anyway, she asked me, I said, "I just want underwear." But here's why. She bought me these silky type underwear. They're like nylon, I guess. And they're meant to be sports underwear. I call them drawers. In the country, we call them drawers. So I had these sports underwear drawers. And these things, number one, it could be just I'm getting old, but they stink. I can wear them for like an hour. And I smell like, you know, I smell bad. I smell like a homeless person. This is way too much information for my audience, but it's true. These things make you stink to high heaven. But the cotton drawers, you can wear them, and they don't stink like that. So who knows? I don't know. She's supposed to be getting me underwear. And I told her, "Don't give me those nylons, because I feel like I got to take a shower after 4 hours of wearing them." Oh my goodness. But anyway, that and socks. My socks, I do not get it. This is the age-old thing with the dryer, washing machine. Where do the socks go? I make it it's a prideful thing to me to keep my socks together. Laundry's done. I get them, fold them up, roll them into little balls, put them into the drawer, and I can't find my stupid socks. So anyway, I'm getting socks and underwear. And she's like, "What else do you want?" I don't need anything else. I really don't. I don't even know if I should say who did it, but anyway, we got a nice present for Christmas that was kind of the family gift, and one of our listeners heard me talk about it and said, "I want to get that for you guys," and did. So I appreciate that. But you can always want for stuff, but when you really break it down, do you need it? I don't know that you do. We were going through my father-in-law. He passed away. And I'm not, no exaggeration, he has enough tools to fill 3 full tool chests. And that seems like, you're like, "Oh, come on." Let me tell you, it's possibly more. Because he has other tools that are really large, like some that you'll never use, that he used to use in his work. So you have those. Like, let's say you were a big equipment mechanic, and you have these wrenches that are like 4 feet. You know, you're never going to use that in your normal life. But he had that kind of stuff. So you push that aside. He still had at least three of everything. And I'm not kidding you. It could be nail clippers. It could be Allen wrench sets and stuff like that. Spatulas, whatever you call it, scrapers for painting. He might have 7 to 10 of those. And I'm not talking about one that's a, you know, an inch and another one's 2 inches and another one's 3 inches. He might have 5 of each of those. And it gets, you get to the point where you start to say, was I wasting money? Was I too lazy to go look for the extra, for the fingernail clippers as opposed to buying another set? We can be a little bit wasteful, can't we? Come on. Admit it, Americans. We can be. I'm just curious. Christmas spirit. A lot of people are getting into it. And you know what? I think we do need this break at the end of the year. It's almost like you get to the end of the year and you say, okay, we survived. Especially in a time of Biden. You're just kind of like, whew, I got through it. You know? But boy, it was a tough year. Difficult for me to get into the spirit of it all. But you know what does it? And what was the song it was on? What was her name? Mariah Carey was singing it. Oh, I know what it was. All I Want for Christmas Is You. That's one of my wife's favorite Christmas songs. And so it was on and she's all happy and I'm like, and I wasn't in the mood for like hearing it. I'm like, oh my gosh, we're in the Christmas season, we're going to hear Christmas. She's like, I like that song. And I had to immediately adjust because I don't want to rain on anybody's Christmas parade. I think that we should be celebrating it. I think we should celebrate it for what it means. You know, a holy holiday for us. Christ was born, blah, blah, blah. But I do understand the rest of it. So I wasn't going to rain on her parade. Not one of my favorite songs, which has made me think, what is there a favorite Christmas song? I got to tell you, I have two. Actually, I have three. I have three favorite Christmas songs. One is, and I think it's in this order. I think my number one favorite Christmas song is Donny Hathaway singing This Christmas. My second favorite Christmas song is Nat King Cole singing the Christmas song, I think is what it's called. Chestnuts roasting on an Man, that guy's voice, I mean, Donny Hathaway's voice, hardly anything better. I'm just telling you. Have you heard the song, This Christmas? Hang all the mistletoe, I'm gonna get to know you better. That song? Yeah. Great song. Yeah, come on. And my third, this is going to make some people laugh, The Carpenters, Merry Christmas, Darling. I think that's my third most favorite Christmas song. What's your favorite Christmas song? I'm curious. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. automatic entrance into the backstage club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Hang on, mistletoe. I'm gonna get to know you better. This Christmas, and as we trim the tree.
What a velvety, smooth voice Donny Hathaway has. Wow. You know, it's funny because black singers at the time, they enunciated so well. Listen to how he sings it. It's amazing. What a voice. Hang all the mistletoe. You know, I mean, it wasn't like, hang all the mistletoe, we're going to get to know you better. Well, there's no street talk. Same with Nat King Cole. You know, when you hear him sing the Christmas song, chestnuts roasting. You know, they enunciated everything. And we didn't ridicule them. They were the idols. The Sidney Poitiers and the those folks. They were the idols for us. You guys may not even remember a guy's name was Roscoe Lee Brown. Roscoe Lee Brown is one of my favorite actors. He reminded me of my grandfather, not in his countenance, because he was a very distinguished, almost Shakespearean type actor. And I think I talked about him on the program before. He never did anything that you felt like it was, mocking. There was never any. He didn't do blaxploitation. He was always very intellectual. He was always the guy that was saying the clever thing. And think what you want. I'm just saying, those were my idols. Sidney Poitier. My grandparents would say, listen to how he talks. They love when people spoke and made us feel like, I don't know, executives, like we were running companies and stuff. And what was funny, it didn't influence me necessarily because I talked just like my dad. But it did. It impacted me. I would see Roscoe Lee Brown. I would see Nat King Cole sing. Just, in a suit. He could fit in anywhere. And, and I came in that era where blacks, it was that cusp of acceptable and the unacceptable still. And my grandparents remember being not accepted. Blacks were not accepted. But I was in that era where I saw these people and I said, Nat King Cole could be accepted anywhere. In fact, I remember going to white people parties and his music would be playing. And I thought to myself, now, see, there you go. Anyway, interesting. To me, it is anyway. Thought I'd share that Christmas song with you. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. WAPO says Biden is frustrated by his abysmal polling, and he expects his campaign team to fix it. Somebody wrote, maybe look in the mirror, or at the border, or at the real economy, or at the Trump prosecutions, or at his divisive rhetoric and constant lies and corruption, etc. How do you blame somebody else for what you've done, Joe Biden? How do you blame people for your son's behaviors? Ashley Biden was trending the other day, and I clicked it. And of course, people were like, how does a daughter essentially be molested by her father and still she seems to be endeared to him? That's what people were asking. I don't have an answer. I grew up fortunate that all that stuff was distant from me. It could be I grew up in the country. It could be I was just a bumpkin. I don't know. I didn't have any uncles that, tried to put their hands on me or anything. I had no crazy stuff. My brother didn't either. We grew up, it was very normal. And I'm glad. You get lost in the idea of, is this the way everybody grows up? But then Melissa and I started helping kids get adopted, and lordy, lordy, we found out then that we live charmed lives. I've got nothing to complain about. There are kids that maybe had more money than we had, had opportunity, access to more opportunity, whatever. But I will tell you this. I know some of them that were just really mistreated. And you think to yourself, I didn't know that life. Never did. My life was very leave it to beaver in some respects. I didn't get everything I wanted. But I think that's why when it comes up on the year end, I don't think about it the way other people do. Having lots of presents wasn't it. We got one. I think I told you this. We got one present that was like a good present. And you better let my grandparents raised me. I better let them know, because if I didn't let them know, they weren't going to get it. Don't rely on them to be like, oh, I saw Kevin watching a key commercial during a cartoon, and he really liked that toy. Now, Melissa's that way. She will hear you say something, makes a mental note of it, and it's locked in. Yeah. Collier can, I like this or that, and it's on his list. Very attentive that way. I think that's amazing. And, because the good thing is that she's going through life tuned in. And, while there are parts of me that I don't think that way. So I marvel at it, but I also kind of go, is it a double-edged sword? Because when you're that attentive and other people aren't, does it make you a little hardened? I don't know. I'll ask her. Maybe I'm too afraid to ask. I will say this. She's made me look more, you know, think about things that she, like, I'll see her doing something repetitively, and I'll go, aha, she doesn't need to lick her fingers when she could get this little, you know, the thing, that the liquor, and it'll do it for her, you know, when she's closing envelopes or whatever. You start to pay attention better. But she's cut from that cloth. She's just always going to be that super attentive. And the sad part is, when it's unrequited, you start to feel like people don't notice or don't care. Hey, have you met people that this time of the year, they become suicidal? I heard one of my friends years ago, I worked with him. His name is Jimmy. He's passed away. But, man, Christmas would come and he would go, oh, Widow. He's a Hispanic guy. He'd go, oh, Widow, I hate this time of the year, man. He goes, I don't want to end it. And he's such a, you have to see this guy. He's such a nice guy. He's such a gregarious guy. I'm thinking, hey, shut up, Jim. Come on. And you're like, no, man. No, I'm serious, man. And I'm not kidding you. Up until the time this guy died, I would call him up in the holiday. Hey, man, what's up? You don't be thinking about it. This is the holidays. You know, it's just Easter, you know, whatever. But during this time of the year, Christmas time, he would get suicidal. I heard it's legit that people do this. I don't know whether they feel like they can't keep up with it, or it's overwhelming in emotion. It's something I think I'm going to look into. Because I'm curious how, I understand, you know, maybe you don't always get the perfect gift for somebody to make you feel a little bit bad, but to become suicidal this time of year, it's kind of strange. But yeah, Jimmy did. Anyway, we come back, we got a lot to talk about. House seats up today.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA News update. Former President Trump being barred from appearing on Colorado's presidential ballot next year. The Colorado Supreme Court saying he violated the 14th Amendment's insurrectionist ban on January 6th of 2021 when he encouraged the violent demonstrations at the U.S. Capitol. As holiday travel intensifies, the Biden administration committed to ensuring accountability for airlines facing delays and cancellations, especially considering what happened in December of 2022. The United Nations Security Council postponing a vote addressing the humanitarian crisis in Gaza that was initially scheduled for yesterday, but now they'll vote on a resolution urging an immediate ceasefire. The United States experiencing its largest population growth this year since the onset of the pandemic. Corey Myers, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose.
Wow, what a silky voice, huh?
Yuletide
Nat King Cole.
Being sung by choir.
You see how he enunciates stuff? Dressed up like Eskimo. Everybody knows. Back when I was a kid, when I was really, like, you know, thought I could sing, I could mimic Nat King Cole pretty close. You couldn't get the small intonations of him because, I mean, he's got... He's an amazing singer for a reason. But I could mimic him. And I would do Frank Sinatra, all those guys. I just so enjoyed that. And when I hear this stuff, it makes me nostalgic for my life, you know, when I was a youngster. Melissa and I talk all the time, and I was like, it was such an age of innocence for me. It really was. We were talking about our lives growing up, and they were very different. She made a comment that, you know, her family, her mom and dad argued a lot when they took road trips. My grandparents never argued when we took road trips. It was such an enjoyable thing. But it was different. And it's like I told you before. If you don't hear somebody tell you their experience, you believe your experience is what people experience. Now, I'm not naive enough to go, oh, everybody had a, you know, Leave It to Beaver life. But you do get caught up in, this is my world. Anyway, I want to move on because I want to make you a bet. And thanks for listening. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I want to make you a bet. Because we're in the part of the year where we start to think about, in reflection, how the year went. We start thinking about going forward. What do we want for things going forward? In reflection, difficult year for me. Probably many of you consider it the same way. And it isn't just based on finance necessarily. It's just based on the feel that you had. Do you feel like you're losing yourself? Do you feel like you're losing your country? And it's difficult to, I don't want to speak for everybody, but things have a tendency to pile on when they're piling on. Because, let me put it this way, if you're struggling, your kids may be struggling, your business partners may be struggling, your friends may be struggling. So it creates a lot of angst for everybody. It's difficult to be at your best when that type of thing is occurring. Now, that being said, I will tell you, That's when you do your most soul searching. We have as an organization, I have as an individual, we have as a family. This has probably been the most year that we've soul searched. Melissa and I have looked at our parenting styles, we've looked at our relationship styles, we've looked at our businesses, we've been forced to. And that's why I tell you, you come out of things like this sometimes better off. I won't say unscathed. You're going to have the scars. But my scars make me beautiful. Is there a song? There's got to be. If not, I'm going to write it. But yeah, so you know, you do. You come out of things like this, it tends to be better. But I want to go back to my bet. My bet is this. I bet if I ask you, what do you want for the new year? You're probably going to give me something political. Like, Kevin, if I had one wish going into 2024, it would be that Donald Trump wins. That's a good wish. I mean, I would wish for something like that. I'm not telling you that would be the wish I'd want, because it wouldn't be. You know, what I would wish is that peace would, and this is going to sound self, I don't know if it's self-serving, I don't know the word I'm looking for, but I want peace in my family. You know, the things that worry us, the things that people should be able to focus on themselves and not the extraneous nonsense that tends to occur in life. And the problem with the secondary part of what I just said is if it were us causing it, I would say, well, we got to make the adjustment. It's not. It's government interfering in your life. It's government making it more and more difficult for you just to get by. And you look at how people are treated. We talk often about this dual system of justice. The dual system of justice, it irritates me. We were watching, and Melissa hates when I talk about this stuff, but watching TV, and I'm watching this show. It's called The Good Wife, and it's become so political. And you see the way the system works, and Hollywood is putting it in your face, saying, "Yep. Here it is. You thought about this, but here you go." And you're watching how the legal system wrangles. How things that just should make common sense aren't. Forget common sense. It has nothing to do with common sense. It's what I can prove. It's what I can insinuate. And it makes you hard. I don't want to be hard. You know, I want to go back to watching something and enjoying it. And that's difficult to do. I mean, what a great show this show is. But you know what? The other day I was like, you know, I don't want to watch this anymore. I can feel them giving me the message, saying, here's the message. How do I put this? I get upset that there are groups of people out there who are going to fall for the Hollywood nonsense. That's what bothers me. It's getting more and more difficult for the truth to get out. Anyway, let me get back to what I ask you. Does your thing you want for 2024 involve a political something? Because if it does, I get it. I do get it. And my frustration is that I've been doing this now for going on 16 years. And I don't think that it's getting easier. My message is the same. I've kept this message as simple as I could possibly make it. When we tend to get caught up in the numbers, I reel us back in. I go, okay, yeah, we're going into, you know, 13% of the people were to do 14.2 and you carry the one, you know, and you're going, what? Yeah, I don't want you doing that. I want to just make the bigger picture thing and make us all think about it. And I can't simplify it anymore. And yet, things are still getting harder. We look at all this stuff that we've been talking about, the corruption, the lies, the divisive rhetoric, the persecution of conservatives, particularly Christian conservatives, how this economy is beating us down, and we're bringing more people into the chaos. See, it would be one thing to invite people in if we had our crap together. As a nation, we don't. We're in chaos. and we're bringing more people. Joe Biden is ushering in a border, an invasion at the border, and people are coming into a situation where we don't have a way, a methodology that says come in, do this, do that, do this, because they won't do it the right way. And this administration doesn't seem to care. 5,000 people per day, they say, are coming in. 5,000 people per day. Man, that's a lot. What's that, 1.5 million annually? How do we get the, how do we have the best ideas and yet things don't get easier? Isn't that kind of what we're asking ourselves? It should be getting easier. We are right on all the issues. And look, I'm not looking for an answer, but what I'm saying to you is if we're not asking ourselves that question, when you're talking to somebody, you're having this discussion, especially during the holidays, you're going to be meeting with family and friends, and who knows what the conversation will be. Ask yourself, why is there not a breakthrough? I don't care how you confront family, talk about, you don't have to talk about anything for the new year. But if I believe what in my heart of hearts, what I believe, which is the majority of us are looking for a political something. When I say to you, what do you hope for the new year? You may hope for prosperity, a new job, for a safe birth of your grandbaby or whatever. That stuff's on your mind, too. But your first thought is probably something political. I think that's horrible that we're in a situation where our go-to is politics. Doesn't matter what we do. Our go-to is politics. Inflation, recessions, things like that have been with us for a long time. But now, every time I think about going to the grocery store, I think of Joe Biden. I think of inflation. I think of a recession. I think of the number of people who aren't able to eat. Those that don't have it as well as I do. Not that I've got it all going that great, but there are people that are suffering worse than I am. I think about that. I'm not looking for the days of innocence to come back, you know, completely. But boy, wouldn't it be nice just to think normally again? We've got the best ideas, folks. We've got the best people out there spreading this stuff. What is it? Is it a lack of cohesiveness? Is it a lack of people wanting to get together? I mean, I can give you a lot of things on that I believe are making it worse. I didn't get accomplished what I wanted this segment, but I got off track. That's okay. Much to talk about. Today's show's kind of weird, isn't it? That's okay.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi,
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. Dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Greeting cards have all been sent. The Christmas rush is through. But I still have one wish to make. A special one for you.
What is your favorite Christmas song? I played my three, top three, and I have a lot of others. Those are the ones that just came to mind. As I was kind of looking over, perusing a list, it made me think of others, but I gotta tell you, these just do something to me. And I don't know what it is. Maybe it was because Susan, who was the daughter of the rich family who we worked for, she would play Carpenters and Ferrant and Teicher and Loggins and Messina and music like that. Neil Diamond, for example. I didn't know who Neil Diamond was. I got that through Susan. Anyway, just curious who you like. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I need to give a shout out to my boys in Florida, the Cigar Club guys. Bob, my brother, who they support me overwhelmingly, these guys. It doesn't matter what I do, they always manage to help me out. We did our comedy event down there. Bob organized a group of guys from the church, and they came out in mass and supported what I did there. And he handed me an envelope like he was a mafioso. And I'm not going to say what was in it, but it was more than he needed to give us. Not to mention he bought VIP tickets, bought his beautiful bride. And I want to tell you, I was Melissa checked the... No, it wasn't in the mail. They sent me a FedEx. Bob told me he was sending a Christmas card. And inside, it was Bob, Kirk, and Andy. And they said, have Christmas dinner on us and put some money in there. So we're going to do that. We're going to go have Christmas dinner. Well, not on Christmas, but we're going to have dinner on the guys from the Cigar Club. And I want to thank you guys for thinking about us and for putting that cash in there so we could go enjoy a family dinner together. Anyway, lots to talk about. Joe Biden says, he's angry. And it's funny, we got the holidays coming up, and the Democrats have been able to beat us up on so many ways, but they're angry. You know, we don't have a lot to celebrate this Christmas. We don't have a lot to celebrate for New Year's. But you know what I can tell you, conservatives? You're not angry. You're upset. You're frustrated. You've got a lot of other emotions, but you're not angry because you know you're right in principle. Let's hear the rest of this. Merry Christmas, darling. Oh, there it is. The beautiful voice of Karen Carpenter. Wow, what a voice. Anyway, I hear that type of music play, and it makes me overjoyed to be a conservative, overjoyed to know that there are things in the world that can bring beauty and joy. And in a time where we could be lamenting our, you know, the theft of the election, that there are people in prison because the Democrats want to play these games on January 6th. There are people starving in this country because of the policies of the Democrats. There are people who are being have criminal acts of violence committed against them because of what the Democrats have done. There are people languishing in prisons around the world because of the policies of the Democrats. And you know what? All we can do is pray for them. And here's what I want to remind you. It's all changeable. We win in the end. And in 2024, be undaunted. You have the opportunity to change it. But you know what the Democrats won't have? They're not going to get that opportunity. Joe Biden's angry. They said the complaints date back months. Joe and Jill Biden telling aides and friends they're frustrated by Biden's low poll ratings. The polls that show him trailing Donald Trump. See, these are people that wanted to believe the hype. I don't know what they told the Bidens when they said, Joe, we're going to put you in this thing, you're going to win, whatever. I think they convinced Joe Biden that he had the goods, but he didn't. And they said in recent weeks, both Joe and Jill have grown upset that they're not making more progress. What progress does Jill think she's going to make? We do not discuss the president's private conversations one way or the other, says Andrew Bates, a White House spokesperson. The president and first lady meet regularly with their senior team for updates and to review plans. Well, here's some food for thought. Donald Trump's leading Biden, even in the worst of polls, he's leading him by 4 points. Only those two candidates. His lead jumps up in a hypothetical ballot that involves independent candidates, according to them. Now, let me tell you what else they're trying to do to mitigate Joe Biden's losses. They're saying, Nikki Haley's gaining! Okay, great. So, the poll I saw was Nikki Haley was at 29 or 19, I can't remember which. Trump was at 44. Now, I don't believe those numbers, but let's say that this was in Iowa. Let's say that's true. Trump's still trouncing her. In New Hampshire, it was far worse. I don't remember which states, but it was worse. And DeSantis was falling way back. So it's a fight for second. And neither one of them is going to overtake Trump. So let's say that that holds true. Nikki Haley's not it. She's not going to be the nominee. Trump's not worried about it. But you know who's worried on the other side? Dr. Jill and her patient, Joe. They're worried. And they're worried in a time when they shouldn't be worried. I'm saying, if Joe Biden had done his job, he'd be fine. But he's not. They say the sagging numbers against Trump also come as voters gave, the president's sagging numbers against Trump. They're talking about Joe Biden. You know, I never use that term president with him. Come as voters gave Biden low approval marks, including only 23% of respondents saying Biden's policies have helped them personally, compared to 53% who say they've been hurt by Biden's policies. If only 53% of the people are hurt by Biden's policies, they're not living. they're dead. They must be Democrat voters, because most of the people I know have been hurt by his policies. Now, they may not want to admit it. They may just gloss over it. Like, well, you know, it's not his policies on gasoline or fuel costs or, you know, inflation for food, whatever. Okay. If you don't want to blame him for that, that's fine. I know where to put the blame. They added this. Biden's allies are used to worries from Democrats about his declining popularity. They routinely point to comments made by lawmakers, donors, pundits, who declared Biden's 2020 primary campaign over when he was routed in Iowa and New Hampshire before he went on to win the nomination and the presidency. Yeah, I feel the same way I did in 2016, says Debbie Dingell, Democrat out of Michigan. She admitted the country is angry. Yes, they are. She warned Democrats last week that Biden's reelection prospects are slipping in the state of Michigan. She also told CNN she's not surprised about polling showing Biden's unpopularity with Democratic voters in the state. What they're telling you, and they're telling everybody, is they're very afraid because they're not only losing, they weren't trying to sway any Republicans. They didn't do that in 2020, and they're not going to do it now. What they're afraid of is they're losing Democrats. Now, there are Republicans that will tell you that Trump is losing Republicans. They're lying. Donald Trump is gaining independents and Democrats. And he's solidifying his Republican base. I know this because I had people that said to me, Kevin, Donald Trump's slipping with me because of this, that, and the other. I polled those same people 6 months later. Just said, hey, out of curiosity, remember we had that conversation? Where are you today? You know what these people are saying? I got to tell you, Kev, I'm back on the Trump wagon. I certainly can't vote for Biden. This, that, and the other. But then they go on to talk about how they're on the track with voting for Trump. Now, I want to remind you, because I have to do this from time to time. I want to remind you that Chamath, Silicon Valley billionaire, that guy switched. Remember Michael Rapaport? He called Trump all kinds of names, but said he's on the ballot. He's on the table. He could potentially vote for him. That's the sentiment all over the country. So what Debbie Dingell and these people are talking about is real. And here's the problem for the Democrats. And typically we'll tell you, it's a lifetime between this, that, and the other. Let me tell you something. 100%. It is not a lifetime anymore. What perplexes the Democrats and even Rhino Republicans is how Donald Trump can hang on. This guy says this. We feel like we have a good story to tell, but it doesn't seem to be registering yet. Says Lamb says Democrats are in a state of paralysis over how to help Biden's campaign. It's not going to change. Joe Biden can't change. The months are aging him in years. Merry Christmas, darling.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.